According to Tosos, what is the Gemara bringing from Eved V'Amah? But according to Tosos, not Rav Ashi, not Rav Ashi's answer, but according to Tosos, what's the Gemara bringing from Eved V'Amah? Tosos wants to prove that Eved V'Amah, we know it's Pater, whether it's Miskaven or Lo Miskaven. Whether it's Miskaven or Lo Miskaven is Pater. And remember the thing about yesterday, we can't have two Shemas. Remember that? So you can't have two Shemas. So it must be that Eved, when the Mishnah said Eved V'Amah, and then the Tanoim in the Mishnah made a Takana, what must be? They must have said, well, Eved V'Amah is Pater. And Eved V'Amah is Pater by Miskaven. So by Lo Miskaven will make a Takana. So the Takana is based on, so this whole Takana is based on Mechaven being Pater. Why Mechaven being Pater? Why is Miskaven being Pater? Why is Miskaven Pater? Because Kavanas of Ahazik is a Ptur. Right? And we don't say two Shemas. That we won't say. Now, Lemaisa. Lemaisa, is there a Pasuk for Karen? Yeah. Is there a Pasuk for Karen?
Yeah.
Yes. So Lemaisa, there is a Pasuk for Karen. There is a Pasuk for Karen. And both things are Pater in the Mishnah. Both things are Pater. Miskaven and Lo Miskaven are Pater in the Mishnah. Right? Why? Is it two Shemas?
At the end of the day, you still have two Shemas.
At the end of the day, you still have two Shemas. The only reason you have two Shemas, because we would say that Miskaven is the reason for Ptur. But Lemaisa, we know that there is a Pasuk for Karen. And Miskaven isn't the reason for Ptur. So why at the end of the day are you Pater in the Mishnah for Miskaven or Miskaven if you don't do two Shemas?
What's the first Shema that we're getting rid of?
What?
What's the Shema we're getting rid of?
That why is Miskaven Pater? Miskaven should really be Chayiv. Why is Kavan Pater Shema Yachmetani Rabbo? Lo Niskaven, where you don't have Shema Niskaven, why is it Pater? Shema you say. You know, the two Shemas. And if you don't do two Shemas, like we said, at the end of the day, why are you Pater in that Mishnah for Niskaven and Lo Niskaven? It's a very hard question to answer. I don't know the answer.
So, what we're really saying is at the end of the day, of the Tosos, we don't have two Shemas anymore. We just have one Shema, Shema Yafi.
At the end of the day, really.
So therefore, you shouldn't be high when it's Shiloh Yisgav.
What?
You shouldn't be Pater when.
We shouldn't be Pater and Lone Yisgav, right?
How does it
there's
only one
Shema? There's two Shemas. At the end of the day, there's two Shemas.
So then, but I thought Rabbi's problem is there's not two Shemas.
No, there is really Lemaisa. We have a Pasuk for Karen. Therefore, is Kavanas al-Hazik a reason for Ptur? No. So why are you Pater by Kavanas al-Hazik in the Mishnah? Really? Really, why are you Pater?
Because
Shema Yechidena. So why are you Pater for Lo Niskaven? Yes, it's two Shemas. So why, according to the Makshin in our Gemara, why Lemaisa, what's Pshat Lemaisa in the Mishnah? Lemaisa in the Mishnah, according to the Makshin of our Gemara, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? Yes?
Isn't this whole thing going under that idea that, like, it's tricky because if you didn't have a Pasuk, you'd think this?
What?
Meaning, if you didn't have a Pasuk, this is what you'd think. Going down the road, where you get two Shemas, you would say one is Daraisa. At the end of the day, when Rav Ashi answers, now we put the pasuk back in place.
But why should that change whether the two shemas work or not? If that's a svara, that's a svara.
Meaning it's...
Why should that change anything?
Just maybe a potential answer. Is that there's a kavah chomer with you can make a kavah chomer within Eved Vam. Meaning, if by a case where you have kavana, we have a zera to tell me that you're pater. So then, for sure, in a case where you don't have any kavana, your Eved doesn't have any kavana. So a kavah chomer within the din of Eved Vam.
Yeah, but it's a whole din of kavana is based on Shem Yekutani, you don't have a kavah chomer.
True, you don't have a kavah chomer, but if there's no chiyuv by something that has kavana, which is for sure.
But if we know the reason that we did Shem Yekutani, we don't have a kavah chomer. That's an extremely, extremely hard question.
Well,
yes.
He is saying that, though. I'm saying he is. When the Machshon is asking the question, he's saying, with your kavah chomer in place, I'm going to still, I can now say that way A is correct. That's the whole point. With your kavah chomer in place, I mean, there is no pasuk for Karen. That's when you end up with the Shema, and you're forced to make one a derisa. Once Rav Ashi answers the question, we take it.
So Lemaisa now. At the end of the day, let me ask you a question. You have the Mishnah Yedayim, right?
Right.
Why is Kavanatzel, Evet Kavanatzel, why are you Pater?
Because of one Shema.
Why did it change? I'm not talking about Rav Ashi, I'm talking about the Machshon.
And the Machshon, again, the Machshon is always assuming, though, that there is, we're holding by the Kavah Chomer. The Machshon never says put the Pasuk back in place. The only Pasuk only goes back into place once Rav Ashi says, no, we can still keep this Kavah Chomer because it's only one Shema. Because it's only one Shema. That's the point. The Machshon is never assuming there's a pasuk by Karen. This is all theoretical under the Kavah.
The Machshon assumes it's a pasuk by Karen.
The Machshon
needs a pasuk by Karen.
The Machshon's saying, this is all based on the Kavah Chomer that you're making. Based on the Kavah Chomer from Shane, where there is no pasuk from Karen, what you're saying, this is what I would end up with, and it would prove that I'm right. I'm not saying I have this pasuk, I'm just saying, this Mishnah is telling me that it must be like me, based on your Kavah Chomer. He's never saying that there is a pasuk for Karen, though.
Is there a pasuk for Karen?
Not in the Machshon's part of this question.
But why would the svara change
after Rav Ashi? Because now it's only one shema. Like that's the point.
Why did the Machshon not believe it's only one shema?
It was because it never. It's a sakadai tachamina.
But why would that svara change?
What do you mean?
Either it is one shema or it's two shemas. That has nothing to do with our Gemara. Why would that svara change?
I don't mean...
That's a svara in svara. That's called two shemas. Why would that change? Why would that change ever? Why should that change?
Because it's only a function of how I'm learning Karen.
Why?
If I can avoid the shema squared, why shouldn't I?
Why?
Because it's a dochak. If I can avoid the shema squared, why should I learn it? So now that I have an opportunity to, since I want to learn from Shane and Karen... I can see that Karen's naked. Kol Zaman, we're at both Sukkim, I'm forcing the saying Shema squared. And I agree with your Rav Ashi, but now that I have this opportunity, why shouldn't I take advantage of it? And if I could bring a support from
I don't understand.
Okay.
The Machshon never changed his mind, really. The Machshon never changed his mind. The Machshon did change his mind. So you're saying that really the Machshon held like Rav Ashi, but since he had no way out, he made the svara. But if we don't have to have the svara, then the other svara is right. I hate those kinds of svaras. I hate the deeds, not the people. Okay. That's what you're saying also. I don't know if that's true.
What?
Question is this. We had a Makob to tell us, we had a Machshon Tash to Chonim Pnei Yeshua, whether you can have two Shemas or it's all called one Shema. Right? at the end, according to the Makshin, at the end of the day, now, today, or when he made up the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wrote, the Mishnah Dayan wrote the Mishnah, was there a pasuk for Karen? Yes. So therefore, Kavanas Hazik is a reason to be. Is not a reason for Patur. If there is a pasuk for Karen.
Therefore,
if there's a pasuk for Karen,
right.
then Karen's chazik is not a reason for Patur. So, what?
Because we have a pasuk?
Because Karen's chayim. Now, so now let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Eved is always Patur by Kavanas Chazik and Kavanas Chazik. Because Shem Yachtitenu. So now, why by Kavanas Chazik are you Patur? Shem Yachtitenu. Because we know Karen, so we know it's not because of Kavanas Chazik. So it's because of Karen. It's because of Shem Yachtitenu. And so why is Shlomo B'Chavanachai Patur? The other Shema, the second Shema.
Okay.
But doesn't this man Yamin not hold of two Shemas?
The Makshon?
Yeah.
Didn't hold of two
Shemas. Two Shemas?
Why didn't he hold of two Shemas?
Remember that was the Kupnei Shua, that was the Makshon Ervashi, that's the Machokas, whether we hold of two Shemas or it's one Shema. Remember yesterday?
We made it the right Shema.
Right. But now we can't, but really at the end of the day now, when there is a Pasuk Karen, the Shema can't be a derisa.
Yeah, and the question is,
because Kavanas Chazik is reason to be chayev, not butter.
Why should you assume that?
And not butter.
Okay.
So now, Lafia Emes, what does the Mishnah in Yedayim mean? Lafia Emes. Two Shemas.
If they don't hold of that,
what?
If they don't hold two Shemas, they can't just say two Shemas.
Exactly, that's what I'm asking.
So they don't know.
Right, so what's my question? So what shot in the Mishnah?
Mox is not doing that.
Do they have them?
I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
The Mokshin isn't doing that.
What?
The Mokshin is challenging specifically the Kal V'Chomer. Specifically. Meaning, according to the Kal V'Chomer, whoever's in the Kal V'Chomer, right, the Makshin's saying, according to the way you're holding this Kavachomer, this is your result. You don't have a pasuk for Karen. You end up with two Shemas.
Just the opposite. No.
I understand. And now you're forced to say, after you have these two Shemas, now you are forced to say, if you tell us that one is Doraisa, right, so you don't have two Shemas. Right? And then Rashi comes along and just says, no, you're wrong. I don't have to say there's. If I say like the Kavachomer, I don't have to end up with two Shemas, and I can still say there's no pasuk by Karen. Look at the Kavachomer.
But well, the Makshin holds what?
Huh?
The Makshin holds you don't say two Shemas.
Because the Makshin holds like way A. Makshin is asking perspective of way A. Where it's saying you should have a pasuk for Karen. That's the point.
Who says way A is wrong? Way A is right.
Huh?
Way A is right.
And Rav Ashi's answering it. That's the point.
But way A is right.
Okay,
the mindset, at the end of the day, we have a pasuk for Karen. The mindset, at the end of the day, we have a pasuk for Karen.
That's also mandated for what purpose? For this purpose?
What's the difference?
Meaning,
why does the Svara change?
Because it's viewing.
But why does the Svara change?
What do you mean? What
the Svara that we don't do two Shemas, why does that change?
What does that mean? It changes from what? We don't do two Shemas.
In the Makshin held, we don't do two Shemas, right? That was his Svara.
Right.
We don't do two Shemas. Do we really do two Shemas?
No.
Yes. Today, I'm asking you today, why is Evet Potter? What's your answer today? Two Shemas.
I don't understand why is it two Shemas? Make one derisa.
There's no derisas.
And then it's referencing that pasuk then. That's what he's saying. It's referencing that pasuk that is there at the end of the day.
Very good. So now, Karen is chayev. Therefore, Kavanas Chazik is a reason to be what? Chayev or Patur? Today. Chayev. One second.
Even though it's
Kamazal,
it's Chayev.
What?
Even though it's Kamazal, it's Chayev.
So even though Kamal Salah is Chayiv, so?
So now Kamal Salah, I think, is really a reason to be Pater.
What's the reason to be Pater?
Because of the Svara of Way A.
No, but we have a Pasuk today. We have a Pasuk of Karen.
It's an exception. It's an exception. It shouldn't change it the whole way around.
But Karen specifically are Chayiv, but not because of the reason.
Why can't we just say that you don't have Kavana, you're Chayiv?
I don't know. You have to...
Maybe
I don't know what that means.
Well, maybe the Dr. Machshon can hold that. Why not?
The what?
That just having a pasuk for Karen tells you that Karen's chayiv. It doesn't necessarily tell you that Kavanah is the reason to be chayiv.
It's because it's a pasuk, not because of the reason. Not because it's not a chum.
But once, so why would you say Kavanah is the reason to be
pater?
It's the chiyuv of the Torah that you chayiv for Karen.
Are we saying according to two shows you should be five?
Okay. Not that I'm agreeing with you, but I'll concede to make it better, that the way you say it, you can make it better. And maybe answer the question. That means like this. I'm asking today, once we know Karen is Chayiv, so we know Kavanas Lahazik isn't a reason for Ptur. How do we know that? From Karen. And what would be the reason why we'd say Karen is a reason for Ptur? What's the reason? So David, I'll work with you now. What's the reason why we say David's that Karen's a reason for Ptur? What?
It's what?
Aaron, yeah.
That's what Svara tells us.
What's the Svara?
That it's hard to watch.
It's harder to watch. So therefore the pasuk says Karen is chayiv anyway. So even if it's hard to watch, you're still a Pesheya.
But
Eved Va'ama might be even harder to watch because Eved Va'ama has Das, so Eved Va'ama is even harder to watch. So maybe you would agree that Eved Va'ama would be a Ptur Deraisa, and therefore that's the way they would learn this Mishnah. Because Eved Va'ama is harder to watch, so you would use Tosus' Svara on Eved Va'ama. Okay, I would do that.
You can do it without.
I would do that. What?
You can do it without that. So if you say that it's not harder to watch, it's the same hard to watch.
Then
the exception in the Torah.
Then you don't know why it would be exception. You have to have, to make
which
an exception. You have to say reason.
Us?
Yeah, you have to have a reason why it's an exception.
Wait,
but that would be the reason why it's an exception.
You have to have reason.
You have to have a reason. Or just say exception. There's no, you know, why.
I mean,
that's hard.
Why can't we just say isn't that like the sheet to hold?
No, not exactly. Not exactly like the sheet.
What's the difference between his answer and the sheet's answer then?
Very big. Very, very big. It's different.
They're both saying it's harder to watch when the Eved's there. The dot, because he has dots.
Because that's all in the Shita without a pasuk for Karen. What Aaron's being machadish now is even after the pasuk of Karen, and the pasuk seemingly teaches us that the shot we learned, the shot of this Tosos of Shia, is wrong. It's really not wrong.
I don't know if I'm maybe in the wrong step.
That's what he said.
Within the Shita of Rav Ashi, he was saying that
that's also without the pasuk of Karen.
So the Shita would say it's deraisa even without the pasuk. He's saying it's deraisa with the pasuk.
Even after the pasuk of Karen, it could still be a deraisa to make pater.
Okay.
Because it's harder to wash?
Because it's harder to wash. Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right.
Could very well be. Now, when did you ever hear that answer? When did you hear that answer?
Which answer?
The one you just gave?
The sheep.
No. In the gym 3 days ago. I told you this in the gym 3 days ago.
But you even have to go that. I really don't understand. Why can't you just say the Rav Ashi? When he comes and brings his point in, the Mokshin is just like, okay, I'm wrong. There's no Shtem of Hashem.
That is not a teretz. Whoever said the thing, why would you think of the thing? That when you deal with Svaras, if you think your Svara is right, you keep your Svara. Why would you change it? Why suddenly is your Svara wrong?
Because his Svara...
There's no reason to change your Svara. He's saying something else, which I told you 3 days ago. You should remember it. It was in the gym. I was at minute 20 on the running. And you don't remember.
You don't remember minute 20?
It was after planks.
which channel was it? You lost channel alone.
What?
Meaning after we have the pasuk, what's the only channel we have left?
After pasuk, we have two shamas.
We still have two.
That was my question.
Yeah. And then why are you pasuk? Why are you
But according to the way he's learning, is that even after the pasuk, it's only a pasuk by Karen. Because Karen, the pasuk would tell us, Karen, even though it's hard to watch, you're still a Pshia. But the Eved Va'ama is so hard to watch, maybe you're not a Pshia. Then it would be a Petur Deraisa by Eved Va'ama. Even after we have the pasuk of Karen.
Why do two Shemot automatically divide? That's just what it is.
That it's like Xera and Xera.
I thought we only hold the one channel.
Huh?
I thought we only hold the one channel.
That's what the Machshin held. Okay, anyway. It's good we discussed that. Yes.
This is like a random thing. Shem. Could be She'im, because the Mishnah in the Daim says She'im. And it's not even a Shema. Therefore, it's a Doraisha. It doesn't say Shema there. And Rashi also doesn't say anything about Shema.
Okay, excellent. I wish you knew what you were saying. I wish you knew what you were saying. So let me explain what you're saying. Let me see what you're saying. Comes along. Okay, Thursday. Got to do this faster. Wow. Comes along the Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah answers both questions of Tosfos, not the first one, but not in the same order. For example, the third, let's just listen closely. The third question of Tosfos. What was the third question of Tosfos? How could you bring a raya that from Eved that Kavnas Hazik is Pater if Ein Kavnas Hazik is also Pater? So the Rabbi Yonah says, "Oh, there's a simple answer to that question. Really, very people understand what Rabbi Yonah is saying. But let me just tell you what he says. Rabbi Yonah says that the Eved Shelo Bechavana is Becheskas Shimur. He's Becheskas Shimur. It's called Becheskas Shimur. He's not. I don't have to rewatch him." He's not going to do anything. That's why you're putter. It's a different din entirely. Shiloba Kavana is a different category. Eved Shiloba Kavana is Becheska Shimur. It's like I'm watching him. That's why you're putter. But a Kavanasa Lahazik, which is Lav Becheska Shimur, and I'm putter, that proves Kavnas Lahazik makes you putter. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. So Tosfos doesn't hold of this whole that thing. But
can you
repeat that one more time? Yes. That the reason why in Kavnas, the question is, How can you prove from kavanas lahazik is a reason for patur if ein kavanas lahazik is also patur? Zakter Rebbe Yonah, ein kavanas lahazik is a different category entirely. A eved that's ein kavanas lahazik is b'cheska shimur. You remember b'cheska shimur we had? B'cheska shimur? He's like he's being watched. So of course I'm not chayiv for that. Of course I'm patur. That's, we don't even need any Mishnah for Potter for that. I don't need anything for that. I don't need a Mishnah. I don't need anything to tell me Eved Ein Kavana is Potter. It's Becheska Shimur. I don't need a Mishnah. I just need a Mishnah to tell me a Kavanasa Lahazik that's Becheska Shimur, that's Potter. And that's what the Gemara says. Oh, if it's Potter, must be because it's Kavanasa Lahazik. Just someone in the Shir asked me, just, how does this, the Svara sounds good, but how does it work reality-wise? That means, how can you tell me Gabe one thing is Becheska Shimur and Gabe other thing is Becheska Shimur? What do we have to do? Do we have to watch my Eved or not? You know, how can you say Gabe one thing is Becheska Shimur, Gabe, but I don't know. But that's, so that's his answer to Tosfos. And that's a big machokas. That's a big machokas. Shlo b'kavana, why are you putter? According to Tosfos, whichever way you're going to Tosfos, why are you putter shlo b'kavana? Gzeira, which is a drabanan. According to Rabbi Yonah, why are you putter? Shlo b'cheska shimur, which is the deraisa, you putter. That's a big machokas.
From a cheska shimur of Evan
that Loba Kavana.
You're saying you would be Pacha because it's as if you're watching Evan?
No, but you don't have to watch him. He's Becheska Shimur. I have no chiyuv to watch him. Somebody don't have a chiyuv to watch him. Not chayv if he does damage.
Okay, but, and then so then, but by Kavanas Lahazik, you have to watch him?
You have to watch him.
And that's why you need.
Yeah. And if you're Putter, why would you be Putter? He's Kavanos of Hazik is Pater. That's what we want to prove.
According to Tosfos, what's the zero to make you Pater?
What?
Shemi Akhmi Tanev?
Yeah.
But we just said Shemi Akhmi Tanev wouldn't work for Lokmana, no?
If. Right, exactly. Tosfos says, why is it Pater? Because there's no Shemi Akhmi Tanev, but there's a Shema, maybe he'll fake it. He'll fake a kavana to a low kavana.
So the other zero.
That's the
psur. Shami will fake it.
Yeah.
The zero is.
Yeah, the Rabbi Yon says, no, it has nothing to do with anything.
No.
Low kavana has nothing to do with that mission in Yadayim. Low kavana is putter because it's Chazka Shimon.
What's his before? Pezayim?
What?
What's his
before? No, that's his svara. That's the Rabbi Yon's svara. Now, yes.
So,
I want to finish this, yes.
I'm still having trouble with Rabbeinu Yonah because it seems as though the reason that the Eved is Pater is based on Cheskas Shimur.
And now Shlo B'Kavana.
The Shlo B'Kavana. But now we're saying in the Kavanas Lahazik, are we saying that it's a separate category or are we saying because it doesn't have Cheskas Shimur?
That's a separate category. That means a separate category. It's a different type of mazik. It's a different type of mazik.
Basically, once it loses its Cheskas Shimur,
it's a different type of mazik. Different type of mazik. Then comes the famous Rabbi Yonah. That's not the famous one. The famous one comes to answer Tosus's second kasha, where Tosus had to make our whole thing. I'll tell you in short, because we're running out of time. Rabbi Yonah says, in short, that the shaka v'talia the Gemara between Rav Ashi and the Makshin was this. The Shachavatai, the Gemara, between Makshin Tashin, was this. We held like Tosfos. The Havamina is like Tosfos, really. It's like Tosfos. But what did Rav Ashi answer? Not like we said yesterday. It's something else entirely. It's in the Makshin thought that Midaraisa, your putter. Why you putter midaraisa? Why you putter midaraisa? Because Kavanasa Lahazik is a reason to make you putter. Why is Kavanasa Lahazik a reason to make you putter? Again, why is Kavanasa Lahazik a reason to make you putter? Kasha Lishmar. Kasha Lishmar. Kasha Lishmar makes you putter. Therefore, Karen is Kasha Lishmar, also makes you putter. That's the Havamina here. Comes along Rabbi Yonah and said, you know what Rav Ashi told him? That Rav Ashi, Ika Time of Rabbah. You know what Time of Rabbah or Rav Ashi is? Rav Ashi holds something new. Rav Ashi holds that a Eved is a Bendas. An Eved is a Bendas. Now, an Eved, he's your Eved. He works for you and everything. An Eved that wants to get you into trouble. If Eved wants to make you pay, there's no way you could stop him. Not Kasha Lishmar, but you can't watch him. He's non-watchable. And Eved's non-watchable. An Eved that's non-watchable, you're not chayev for. You're only chayev in Masechet Baba Kama for things that are watchable. What does the Mishnah call it? It's the first mission. What? Shmirasan Alecha. If there's no Shmirasan Alecha, you're not chayiv. Something you can't watch, there's no Shmirasan Alecha. That's what, when Rav Ashi says, Time Rava, Rav Ashi says, do you know why Eved Kavanasa Rahazik is Pater? Not because Kasha Lishmar, but there's no Chiv Shmira on this. Because there's no Chiv Shmira, because it's He's gonna do it, and you can't watch him. So the point being, it's not a shema. The kavanas is not. There's no shema involved in kavanas lazik. Why? So according to Rav Ashi, when the Mishnah says Eved is potter because yakniteni rabo, what does that mean? It's potter because he is gonna do this, and you can't watch him. Therefore, there's a different girsa there. It's not Shema Yakditenu Rabo. It's Im Yakditenu Rabo. Im Yakditenu Rabo, then he'll go do it and you can't watch him. So you can't watch the guy. So therefore, it's a Din Deraisa. So according to the Rabbi Yonah, the Gemara here is beautiful. The Gemara thinks that the reason why Eved Amid is Pater is because it's hard to watch. If it's hard to watch your potter, that's like Karen. The Gemara says, no, Rav Ashi says, no, not that it's hard to watch. It's that you can't watch him. You can't watch him. That's your potter. That has nothing to do with Karen. And that is the Rambam. If you read the Rambam, and that is, because the Rambam is really sounds like a steer, Menei Bay. But that is the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilz Geneva, Halacha Tes, Perk Al Halacha Tes, Ha'eved Sheganav Pater Min HaKefel, U'Baal of Peturim, the Baal Pater, She'ein Adam Chayv Al Nitzkei Avodah, a person is not Chayv on the Nitzkei of his slaves. Af Al Pi She'ein Mamono, even though there is Mamon, Mipnei, why? She'esh Bem Das, they have Das, Ve'ein a Yachol L'Shomron, and you can't watch them. You can't watch them. Now, why can't you watch them? Why are they unwatchable?
Because they have das.
She'im yachisenu rabo, not shema, but she'im. If he gets angry, yelech v'yadis gadish be'alav dinner, he'll go and do it. Ukiyosav b'shar mazikin, other mazikin the same way. So it's not a Shema. According to Rambam and according to... there's no Shemas involved here. It's a new din. You are not chayev for Niske Avdo because he's not watchable. Because if he wants to get at you, he'll get you. So it's not watchable. You are not chayev for anything that's not watchable. According to them, it's a different Gemara entirely. A different shot in the Gemara. At the end of the day, according to the Rambam and Yonah, why you putter for your Eved? Deraisa, he's unwatchable. According to Tosas, why you putter? Midrabanan, Shema Yakditani Rabo. And there's your Shema, and there's your Im.
You say Tosas also had that? He just goes up to Rama.
No, Tosas has the Shemos.
Tosas has
the Shemos.
What's the second one? I'm saying, well, you could change the gears for the first one. Because
you don't Rav Ashi?
Huh?
Rav Ashi?
What about Rav Ashi? No, I'm saying there's two Shemos. The first one, where it's talking about Yakni Ketan Rabo, that's She'im, not Shema. They just mix up the M and the Aleph.
If we learn about Pnei Yeshua in Tosos, then they're both Shema.
But you could fit in Tosos to them too without Pnei Yeshua.
No, you can't.
Why not? Minus the income and the Swahazi, not that one.
You can't fit in the She'im because we want to bring a riot to Karen from the Kush, from it's the same as Karen. We never changed it to Im. We always had the Kasha, the Kasha. Going to Tosas, it's all because it's Kasha.
What's Kasha?
It's Kasha Lishma. It's impossible to show me. It's Kasha Lishma. That was the proof to Karen. And Rav Ashi didn't change that. It's going to Tosas.
I need
Shabbos.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Yes, let's do the parsha. Yes.